Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
What's Chrism Mills?
It's a abandoned textile mill. Well, abandoned no longer. A local thug is taken up in there.
Frankie Fawn, though. Can I ask you an unusual question, Doctor?
Please.
What was he wearing? I heard a rumor that he might have been dressed, well, of someone of the era of 1842.
You're not genuinely suggesting this man is from 1840-whatever.
And before you two go, you know where a fella might be able to get a green smoothie in town?
You could try the blue plate, but I'm not sure they know what that is.
Yes. Heracles is back, baby! I'm going to head out to the car and just look. Has Rowdy replied to time travel question mark?
Rowdy has not yet replied to time travel question mark.
Cool. Is there a... I'm going to Google Maps if there's a library in town, Adam.
There is not a library in town, no. The closest you'd get is it'd probably give you the result for Sabine High, which has a library in it, but it's probably for the students.
Yeah. No, I want to see if I can check out a copy of Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart. Reread it. Cool. I'm going to head to the hotel.
All right. You head over to the Riverside Lodge.
Yep.
You stepping inside, you would be immediately greeted by a man behind the counter. It's one of those, it's one big building with two levels, and then
I know what it is. Yeah. When you said lodge, I was like, that's generous. That's going to be generous.
You walk in, and you see, it's actually the man who you asked back in the church, the guy up the back who you were talking to.
Oh, Jonathan.
Yeah. As you come in, he's finishing blowing his nose. He looks up at you. Can I help you, sir?
Jonathan.
Correct, yes.
Heracles Melville.
Welcome to the Riverside Lodge, he says.
How much for a room for an indefinite amount of time? Can I just pay by the day, or what's the way you work here?
We can do pay by the 3 day, but we can't do pay by the day, unless you need to only stay a day.
Pay by 3 day will do me just fine.
You have a credit card?
Yes.
He takes your credit card details and gives you a room.
Oh, I have Rowdy's. I gotta give it back. No.
Anything in particular? That you're looking for in a room. All of the rooms have a lake view, but some you might see is nicer than others. What color do you prefer, he says.
A room?
No, out the window. What color would you like to see the most?
What do you mean by that?
Well, we got rooms that have a lot of greens out the window. We got rooms that have a lot of blues out the window. Depends what you'd rather.
Looking at the lake or looking at the grass? Why don't we look at the lake? That sounds kind of nice.
He hands you the keys to room 12.
Thank you very much. Before I go and check in and whatnot, I obviously overheard in that meeting that commiserations for all the pain and suffering that Bismarck put you through. I am familiar with some of their... In my head, it's like, that wasn't their fault, but they were definitely involved. I'm familiar with them, let's just put it that way.
Sure.
Yeah, they dig holes to places they should not go.
They are dick holes, he says.
Yeah. Sure. So I hear they want a frack somewhere in town. Are they located anywhere else in town, or is this the first time they've tried to step into Sabineville?
He looks a little uncomfortable, and he says they don't have an office in town, per se.
I won't tell Brains if you're telling me stuff about Bismarck. Don't you worry.
You say that to him, it doesn't seem like it's changed his opinion at all. Something else is going on that you don't have all the pieces.
Anyway, how long has this Bismarck business been going on for?
About a month now. Yeah, it was, about a month going on.
Let me guess, they're promising you money for infrastructure, schools.
Money, jobs, that sort of thing, yeah.
Education.
Mm-hmm. He says, he looks away like he got it, yeah. Education seems to be a charged word around here.
Well, I mean, you've got a school already, so I don't know what they could do to build you another one.
I'm just making conversation, Adam. Yeah, you're making conversation, but you're steering it in a direction, and I'm going to make that a persuasion manipulation.
Is he blue collar?
He is, yes. So that's
how many people in this town are blue collar, Adam?
Pretty much all of them.
Yes!
I would say that in this town, there is maybe two people that I would not consider blue collar.
Can I guess who those two people are?
You've heard them speak, yeah.
Yes.
Well, actually, maybe three. The doctor would count, I imagine. Yeah.
He seems like a folksy doctor.
He is a folksy doctor, but he's still a doctor.
Yeah.
Where were you trying to steer?
It was basically, I was saying, you know, you've already got a high school. I don't understand what more schools would be able to do. That's not going to get people over the line, is it?
Well, it's not.
Basically, I want him to try to get some more information about why education is a child's word, because, Adam, I don't think the school is a high school. I don't think there are any children in town at all.
Well, it's not so much that we need a new school, I suppose. It's more that the old school is, it plays party to Brains and her, you know, empire.
So, I guess it's like that riddle. When is a school not a school?
Well, no, it is a school. Children go there and everything, but Evangeline, she has an agreement with the principal.
Okay, so she's not my arch nemesis.
Evangeline,
she works for the school.
No, you could say more. The school works for her, I suppose. She ensures that those who were not legally allowed to drink in this in Sabineville. You see, he stops himself from saying town.
Yeah,
the people in Sabineville.
What does CDP stand for?
Do you ask him that?
No. Do I know that?
No.
Oh.
The people in Sabine... she ensures that the people not of drinking age within Sabineville also do not have access to illicit substances. And in exchange, she's allowed to work out of the school, which affords her some legal immunities, as I understand, from the law, you understand.
Sabineville, a prohibition town.
No, not anymore. It was once long ago.
As they all are.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, it's funny you should say that. It was you could say more of an anti-prohibition town.
Amen, rum, brother.
rum, back in the 20s, during prohibition, they used to run rum through Sabineville.
Oh, tunnels.
Yeah, they'd take them into the docks area, and then supposedly tunnels would take them onto parts unknown.
I noticed something interesting just while I'm talking. You get a bit of the local color and flavor if I'm going to be staying here for a few days. CDP. I've never seen that before.
He laughs like there's a joke that you don't understand, and he says, a census-designated place. Sabineville is not a town, not legally speaking, not a city, not legally speaking. It's what the Census Bureau, they call a CDP. It's a place where enough people have congregated that the Census Bureau believes it notable. That's all it means.
Well, I wish the town of Sabineville luck. Maybe one day they'll finally call you town.
Would be lovely. Although he seems to enjoy the joke more than he enjoys being called the town.
That's a good, Adam, that's a good joke. Is that a real thing that the census does?
That
is phenomenal shit.
This town is based on a real life town.
Yeah.
And when I was, it's not actually based on a real life town.
No,
it's based on a real life CDP.
Yeah, and... Do we have is that an American
it's
thing?
It's an American, I believe. I don't know.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I think I'm slowly starting to piece together the way this town kind of works, maybe. Sorry. CDP. Works. Kids in trouble in this town? Or are they mostly keeping themselves clean?
Well,
because I hear there's a bit of fun and games going on at Crescent Mills.
I wouldn't know too much about that. All I know is Evangeline keeps the town clean, or has in the past, at least.
Oh, before I go, one of the things I do when I travel to places like this is I like to collect a bit of local folklore, tall tales and the like. I'm writing a book, you see, an academic thesis. It's my area of expertise. Sabineville got any of those? Any spooky stories, haunted places?
Well, I know of the Bayou Serpent. You ever hear of that one?
Bayou? I don't believe I have.
Well, nestled in the murky waters of the bayou, just on the other side of the river, you find the Bayou Serpent, a chilling legend. According to tale, it's an enormous serpent, obviously, with scales as black as midnight, said to possess glowing red eyes that pierce darkness, capable of paralyzing its victim. The serpent silently crawls its way up to the through the murky depths, its massive body hidden among the vegetation, except for those eyes that paralyze. Unsuspecting fishermen and travelers who encounter the bayou serpent speak of its eerie hissing noises and a feeling of being watched as they venture near the water's edge. Some claim to have seen the serpent's massive coils rising from the depths, ready to drag its victims to their watery abyss. The origins of the bayou serpent are a mystery. Some say it's always been. Some say it made the petite waterway itself, digging it out, going up and down over the years. Aside from that, though, just kind of classic sort of things, your Bayou Yeti and whatnot.
Bayou Yeti, huh? Philistines.
But that's the one local to the town, at least.
Tell me, Jonathan, do you believe in the Bayou Serpent?
Well, I believe that there are things out there that we don't know. And I believe, let me tell you not about what I believe, but what about what I know. I know that we are still finding new animals.
I like you, Jonathan. I like you a lot. I think you and I are going to get on just great.
He nods.
As you leave, he blows his nose again.
Does it sound especially... Oh, no, he's sick from the Bismarck stuff. I'm going to go up to the...
Room 12?
Room 12.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in, and I'm going to... Just get myself set up. I'm just going to quick little skim some more stuff. If there's anything interesting about 1842 Boston, write time travel ? In a journal. I'm going to check the burner phone, Adam. Do I have any messages?
Rowdy messages back saying, like, really? ?
I just reply, sometimes it's zebras.
he responds with, well, let me know if you need anything.
I've sent him one more message, spleen ?
He sends you back a photo of himself still in the waiting room.
I send him a photo of myself with the lake in the background. Is it quite nice? Or is it shit?
No, it's a very... If you catch a photo of this place without any of the many abandoned industrial buildings, it looks quite nice. A little bit picturesque. Your view from the lodge would not contain such a building. So yeah, you look like you're on holiday somewhere in Louisiana.
I am, in a way. And
he doesn't respond.
No. He's annoyed and he's in a waiting room.
You've intentionally aggravated this man.
Yeah. I know. I think it's a game. all right. What next for Heracles? I go to the school. I could go to Crescent Mills. I can go look for a big snake. Adam, is anyone else staying at the hotel, at the motel?
How do you check?
Look in the car park.
You see? Two cars in the car park.
Is there a car that absolutely doesn't belong and maybe is a hire car from someone from a big company?
You see one car in the car park. My mistake. It's a limousine.
Yeah, okay.
A small limousine, but nonetheless, yeah.
Is it parked in front of one of the rooms, like with a corresponding?
It is, yeah.
Great. Hey, Adam, I'm going to go down to that room. I'm going to knock on the door. All right. Time for some good Southern hospitality, baby.
The door opens. You can see that the chain thing is still attached. When it opens, you see that woman from Bismarck Energy, her bodyguard.
Muscles.
He opens the door and the cheap cologne hits you like a wave. What do you want?
You should try Tom Ford.
What?
Tom Ford.
What do you want? he says.
I think it would accent you better than the cologne you're wearing right now. You should try Tom Ford. I assume working for Bismarck gives you a salary that you can afford that kind of thing. It's a very nice perfume. I think it would suit you well.
He closes the door.
I apologize. I have to give advice. I can't help it. My name is Heracles Melville. I'm not a local. I'm staying upstairs, but I wanted to come and make sure you two are okay. Things got kind of nasty back at the church.
You hear like a shh, and the door opens again, and now it's the woman instead. But you can see that she's got in her hands a cigarette. She's smoking. Up close, I'm going to give you another wits comp check.
Ah, my favorite.
Up close, you can see she has the classic stained teeth and fingers of someone who's a habitual smoker. And sure enough, when she opens the door, instead of cheap cologne, you get kind of like a whiff of, well, it would be a nice perfume, but a nice perfume kind of masking.
Yeah, she's covering up the thing. Do you know what I used to use?
She throws the cigarette at your feet and steps on it with a very expensive looking shoe.
Menthol. Not the cigarette, but the lolly candy menthol. Overpowers everything.
I'll take that under advice, she says.
That's what I do. Heracles Melville. And you are?
I'm Miss Victoria Sinclair, she says. But you can just call me Miss Sinclair.
Nice to meet you, Miss Sinclair of Bismarck. How are you finding yourself down here in Sabineville CDP? Do you know what a CDP is?
A census-designated place, she says.
Did you know that before you got here? I guess it's your job to know that before you got
here. My job to research these things very circumspectly, Mr. Melville?
That's correct, like the author.
She looks you up and down. Are you a police officer?
No, ma'am. I'm an expert, a collector of strange and unusual happenings. I'm here investigating the Bayou Serpent. It's a local folklore thing. I'm writing a book on folklores of the Great America. Great American folklores, even. That sentence makes more sense.
She chuckles to herself. Yes, the serpent.
You don't tell me you don't believe in some great big snake living in the water with big red eyes.
I believe something's hunting people working on that mining platform.
Wait, what? No, he just told me that there's a... I need to do it. Well, good thing I'm at the start of my research and not the end. People are going missing in Sabineville?
A few, yes. Well, not people in Sabineville, she says. People working on the fracking platform.
Right, this would
be... Well, not that there's a fracking platform there anymore.
Well, I did hear about that, an accidental explosion. Those things happen from time to time, especially in places where two people do not get along.
It was no accident, she says. But of course you know that, Mr. Melville.
I know a bunch of things.
What can I help you with specifically?
I guess my question is, you know, is anything unusual in Sabineville? I don't know. This is going to sound really weird, but time travel...
She went from indifferent to annoyed at you. No, Mr. Melville.
What about these disappearances, though? They're not connected to your explosion. Something was taking...
Oh, workers? I believe they're connected to the explosion, she says.
No, I understand that. But you had workers go missing out on the fracking site.
Yes.
And so your hope today in that meeting was a last-ditch pitch to convince the town to side with Bismarck and all the things it could do.
Yes.
It's not going well for you.
No.
How much longer you got to keep at it?
Until Bismarck call me back.
They have a habit of doing that. I got a feeling that Bismarck don't lose a lot.
No, they do not, Mr. Melville. They don't plan on losing this one either. You could say my name is Miss Victoria Sinclair, and you could say that my job is to massage a town before Bismarck truly enters it. But actually, what I am and what I'm here to do is to be a carrot. Because if Bismarck has to bust out the stick, no one's going to be happy.
Bismarck will be happy because they'll still win, I suppose. But of course, benefit-wise, you'd much rather carrot than stick. Honey and vinegar, that whole analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the thing that I'm here for is tangentially connected to the thing that you're here for.
She's getting very rapidly tired of you. No, I don't think it is. Unless... perchance, when you say...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ed, the Bayou Serpent, that was code for something else?
No, I'm investigating the Bayou Serpent, but maybe in my investigation into the Bayou Serpent, I find the Bayou Serpent did not do anything to any floating platforms or mining equipment.
Well, if you find such evidence, I suggest you bring it to me.
I'll keep that on notice. In the meantime,
I am being very serious. She switches tack. She is very serious. I wouldn't describe it as concerned for you, but concerned in general.
Yep.
If you find evidence of a crime, do not call the police. Bring it to me.
Oh, I never call the police. I call Rowdy. Oh, he is police. He's
not
taking my calls at the
call moment. Any police. You'll get the humor police problem.
What's the humor police problem?
There's no police station in Sabinville. There's only a police station humor. So when you call the cops, they come down from Huma, and that takes half an hour. And in that half an hour, my friend, you have a problem.
That's a good fucking line. We're having fun. We're just two boys and we're having a good time.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, then. Well, I'm just upstairs, room 12, if you hear of any, I don't know, unusual happenings.
Sure.
You believe in time travel?
She closes the door.
Oh, dear. All right. What room are they?
They're in, let's say, room 6.
Room 6.
Directly beneath you.
What's the time?
About now, it'd be coming on 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. So it's getting dark. I'm going to go to the blue plate for a feed before I then go investigate the Crescent Mills after dark.
I know we've had this conversation several times, so... Well, a version of this conversation.
Yes.
So the blue plate is a diner.
Yes.
You're imagining a diner?
Yes.
You're imagining the blue plate.
Great. Do you know what I love is every place we go to in this town, Adam? I'm going to imagine that place.
That's pretty
And that's
easy.
What it's going to be.
Yeah.
That's so good.
As you step into the blue plate, you see there is immediately at a, you know, that little plinth thing that no one is ever manning out at the front as soon as you come into a diner.
Someone
is manning it.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
Wow.
There's a woman there. She's in her 40s. You can see she has a clipboard in front of her, and she's fiddling with a pencil as she looks at it. She looks up at you, almost surprised to see you. Can I help you?
Table for one, please.
Oh, yeah, okay. She snaps her fingers, and a young woman comes over and takes you to a booth.
Great.
So they have... They have an appetizer. They have a appetizer.
I love it already.
Cajun shrimp and grits.
Mm.
Succulent shrimp sauteed with Cajun spices served over creamy stone ground grits.
Yep. Okay. That's the appetizer.
The main course is.
Main course
is.
Zzz?
No. They have a main course.
Is it Cajun shrimp and grits?
Crawfish. It just says.
Okay.
A classic Louisiana dish featuring tender crawfish tails smothered in rich and flavorful rouge-based sauce served over steaming rice.
Yep.
Then they have side dishes, red beans and rice, creamy red beans cooked with spices and served over fluffy white rice.
Yep.
Then bread. They have one option under bread, cornbread. Staple of Southern cuisine.
Yep.
And then finally they have dessert, and they have two options here.
Oh, okay.
Pecan pie or bread pudding with whiskey sauce.
Oh, those both sound good.
For beverages, they have sweet tea and something called a hurricane cocktail, a signature of Louisiana made with rum, passion fruit juice, and a splash of citrus.
No smoothies.
No smoothies. Not on the menu.
Are there any greens as sides? Because that's always a nice indication.
Oh, sorry. I completely... With the crawfish, there is... Sorry, in addition, it's a little sub-menu thing. Collard greens. Slow-cooked collard greens simmered with smoked ham hock for smoky and savory flavor.
Yeah, okay. This smoothie's going to be dog shit. I said, is there anyone else in this diner?
There's a few other people, yeah. Looks like locals for the most part.
Yeah. What's this lady's name?
Your waitress?
Mm.
Sarah Johnson.
I'm assuming she's wearing a name tag that says...
Sarah.
Hello, my name is Sarah.
Yeah.
My name is Heracles. Sarah?
She was about to keep moving. She rolls around the entire diner on roller skates. She stops herself before she leaves, after she's given you the menu. She says, lovely to meet you too, Mr...
Heracles, Melville.
Oh, right, of course. Sorry, I thought that was your first name.
Oh, no, Heracles is my first name. Melville is my second name.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I always get confused with those sorts of things. Pleasure to meet you.
Names?
Well, it sounded like two for... Anyway, it's not important. My name's Sarah. Lovely to meet you. Do you need any questions about the menu?
I do have one question.
Mm-hmm.
This all looks delicious, and maybe I'm going to have dessert twice. They both look fantastic, and I do love crawfish.
Oh, I highly recommend. Yeah.
Two desserts.
You would not be the only person to have dessert and dessert.
Okay.
They're good.
They sound delicious. In terms of drinks, if I don't want tea or this cocktail...
We have a Coke and a couple of regional drinks.
What are the regional drinks?
Well, we've got Buzz, Lift, and...
Just bitters. It's just a bottle of bitters.
We've got Buzz, Lift, and Just Bitters.
Is that a subsidiary of Sweet and Salty? I don't understand that candy bar.
It's just like the... Have you ever had a Just Bitters?
I have. It's very... Just Bitter? It's Just Bitter.
Yeah, it's like the candy bar, but it's a drink.
Man, do you like that flavor?
I love it, she says.
I guess I'm just not one of those people who likes bitter flavors. If I said smoothie to you, what would you say to me, Sarah?
Fruit?
We're in business.
Yeah.
I'd like a fruit smoothie, but instead of fruit, just put green things in it.
What sort of green things?
Any green things. Leafy greens, broccoli, spinach, kale. No, not kale. what greens do you put in your collard greens? You blend them up in a smoothie for me.
All right. We'll see what we do. She
Wonderful.
Glides over. Oh, no.
And I'll have the crawfish and both desserts. And I'll just give her back the menu. Because I don't need it anymore. There's only five things on it, Adam.
She glides over to the kitchen to give them your order. Your order comes pretty promptly. The food, incredible. The crawfish is really nice, but those desserts...
Oh, Adam,
It's
so rude that we're not eating them right now.
I know, it is a little upsetting, actually. I shouldn't have done this. Especially the pecan pie. Heracles Melville.
Yes.
This is canonical.
Yep.
This is the best pecan pie you have had or will ever have.
That's so good. I'm coming
No
back.
Pecan pie will be better than this. The bread pudding also.
That's canon.
It's canon. I'm confirming it now. The bread pudding, I'm saying it's possible that you may one day have a better bread pudding.
Yeah. But. Odds are.
Yeah.
I won't.
Green smoothie. Let's get into that.
Okay. Now, you told me when we sat down that there was a mechanic that you had created for
depending
my green
Depending on the
smoothie.
Time of day, depends on who you get making it. You get blended collard greens. It's not great, buddy.
I drink it all because I'm polite.
Sure.
Well, no, I'm not, but... I'm a bit of a dick.
You're being polite now for some reason.
Yeah, well, no, they tried. Sarah seems lovely, and the dessert was so good, you know? So yeah. I drink the whole collard green, and maybe I'll come back tomorrow and I'll try a different time. What time is it?
I would say currently it's 7:30.
Okay.
The entire time, Sarah is rolling up and down, taking people's orders and giving people's orders out. The person standing behind the podium, you get the impression that they're the manager or owner. And every now and then you see A man poking his head through the window to the kitchen. You see him taking out the plates or whatever, or yeah. bringing in plates. Every time you see him, he is smoking a cigarette, and every single time you think it's a new cigarette.
I love this man. Oh, that's not phenomenal. Does Sarah come past to clear the plates at some point?
Yeah.
Great. Sarah, while I have you,
mm-hmm.
this was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to tell the chef, or whoever makes that pecan pie, that is, canonically, the best pecan pie I have ever had and will likely ever have.
Well, I don't know what the word canonically means, but I'll let him know nonetheless.
My second question,
mm-hmm.
request. Sarah, where do you stand on this whole Bismarck situation? I overheard a town meeting earlier today when I arrived in town.
Well, can't say anyone in town is for the fracking plant, but a few people here do kind of need the job, I suppose.
No, fair enough. And one final one. Anything weird go on in town lately? And when I say weird, I mean, like, weird.
Well, there was an accident at the, there's a, out in the bayou, there's a, there was, I suppose, a
fracking platform, yes.
Yeah.
It accidentally exploded. These things tend to happen, yes.
That, kind of a big deal. Apart from that, a couple of people from, or out of towners working on the fracking plant have kind of gone missing. Some of them have turned up in the, well, further down in the waterway.
What about a... I know, a man claiming he was from the past. Anything like that?
She looks at you. She looks afraid for a second, and she says, are you in law enforcement?
No, ma'am. I'm a collector of stories. I travel to small towns all across America researching folklore for my book. I'm an expert in what you might call the ontologically problematic.
Oh, like something that couldn't be explained through normal science?
Absolutely. Goddamn. Not everybody knows that.
What's your book called?
I think it's called Ontological Problem Solving. No, I wonder. Maybe it's a full account of ontologically problematic scenarios, events, and creatures in America and beyond. It's a thesis, basically. It's an academic text.
So is this... Have you published this as a book?
No, I don't think I have yet because it's every case I take is a piece of the book.
Okay.
I'm constantly working to fill. The book is my great final aspiration, Adam. If I've published the book, Heracles Melville can retire. He can't. He'll never retire. He can't stop.
It's an endless book.
The book will never be finished, Adam. A version might get published eventually, but it'll constantly being revised.
Okay.
But so far, no version has been published yet. I'm waiting to arrest Josiah again.
So, like, folk tales and stuff like that, but when they can't be explained.
Yeah, exactly like that. For example, some town is dealing with the mystery of missing organs, and people assume, well, it must be a serial killer, and they're technically right, except he's 1,000 years old.
Read about that. Up in Huma?
Oh, no, that was different. That was just a guy. We arrested him. Well, not we.
Sorry, did you say you were or weren't in law enforcement?
I'm not in law enforcement, but occasionally my knowledge base is required by those in law enforcement.
Oh, all right then.
I'm definitely not a cop.
Okay, okay.
Which I know makes me sound like more of a cop.
So, like, you're here kind of investigating, like a psychic detective, in a manner of speaking?
Well, I'm not a detective and I'm not psychic, although that'd be helpful. Although I have had visions.
But you work with law enforcement and you have had visions.
I don't always work with law enforcement. I am at the moment because we are currently apprehending a cult leader that I'd previously helped them apprehend. But I don't normally work with law enforcement. I do my own thing. Often I get reached out to by concerned groups who claim that, say, their house is haunted or found a...
Is that why you're here in Sabinville?
Well, I overheard some strange things happening here. And then, of course, there's the Bayou Serpent, which may be worth a little bit of investigating.
Well, I mean, maybe that's unexplained if I don't know some things. But as far as I'm aware, it's very explainable.
The Bayou Serpent's very explainable.
Yeah, well, the stories about the Bayou Serpent, well, they say they go back, you know, hundreds of years, but they actually don't. They only go back... maybe less than 100 years, back to Prohibition. That's when they started. See, to throw off Proby agents, the smugglers would talk about the serpent, but actually the red lights, that was just the headlamps from their boats going up and down the river ferrying things. And sometimes
the tunnels that they might use. If a probie agent found it, anyone they asked would just kind of almost mockingly tell them that it was made by the serpent.
Well, let's solve that mystery. I better leave town. I'm just kidding. I'm coming back for more of that pecan
pie. There might be some more that I don't know, though.
Like, what if you found a man wandering around, clearly distressed, who thought he was from Boston in 1843? But he can't be from Boston in 1843, because it's not 1843, and we are nowhere near Boston.
From my recollection.
What do you say to that? Anything of that nature been plaguing or bubbling away in the town?
Nothing of the sort. You can see, when you first brought this up, it worried her. And then you realize she has on purpose tried to navigate the conversation away from that, and you've brought it back.
Oh yeah, Adam, I'm not a fucking idiot.
She knows something, and she seems hesitant to say it.
How about this, Sarah? You seem to be an aficionado of all things strange and unusual. I'm staying at the
Riverside Lodge.
I'm room 12. If you find any more solutions to any of the folklore or want to give a detailed interview about the booze runners, that's where you can find me, okay?
She nods slowly. She seems spooked.
She does. Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow for more of that pie. And I'll tell the chef that we're going to get that smoothie right. I believe in both of us.
I'll see you then. If you're looking for a smoothie, you might also want to try at the lodge.
Oh, at the Riverside Lodge.
They do a breakfast service.
Well, thank you very much. That's very helpful.
Not to give money to the competition, but actually it's not the competition. We're not open for breakfast, unfortunately.
Well, when you make a dinner this good, why would you be?
Fair enough.
Well, Sarah Johnson, thank you very much. And please keep an ear to the ground for any people that seem like they are displaced in time.
She nods slowly, once again, kind of quietly almost to herself, and then she just rolls away.
What are you afraid of? All right. We've been putting this off, Heracles. Crescent Mills.
You drive out to Crescent Mills. You get back onto Main Street, and then you drive further south until the...
Adam, is anyone following me? I just had the thought. I'm driving around. Heracles is not subtle when he's doing investigations. Is anybody following me?
It's fucked. It's fucked that you just coincidentally asked that. Looking behind in the rearview mirror, someone's following you on every turn. They're making a decent effort, and they're not bad at not looking like they're tailing you, but...
I've tailed people before. I know what tailing looks like.
You're being tailed.
What kind of car is it? Is it a limo?
You can't see. You just see the headlights.
Are they red?
No, they're... See what you mean? No, they're just regular car headlights as far as you could tell.
So I'm heading to Crescent Mills. Are they still following
me? From the height and position, you would guesstimate that it might be a sedan-sized vehicle as opposed to like a big truck or something like that, but that's all you can tell. They're following at a distance as well.
Well, well, well. Heracles, we got friends in all sorts of places.